guest today is Cassandra Perch. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
What do you do?
I'm a developer evangelist for a company called Auth0.
Auth0, what is that?
So we make authentication and identity easy for developers. So about 15 minutes and a few lines of JavaScript, and you'll have a login window ready to go. If you want to add social connections, that's as easy as going to our dashboard, flipping a switch, and ta-da, you have Facebook, Google, Twitter, over 30 social providers.
Wait, when you say social connections, you mean you could log in with your Facebook account, that sort of thing?
Yes, we use OAuth to allow users to redirect to them, get the username and password entered there, and then they send us a success token, which we turn into a JWT and return to our users.
JWT is what?
JSON Web Tokens.
Okay. Yep. And this is for developers to use? Is a tool for developers?
Yes. So it's something they integrate into their own products, into their own applications.
Does it matter what kind of application? For example, does it matter what language they're writing in?
No. Our documentation supports over 60 languages, including things like .NET, Java, Node, PHP, Perl even. We support several different languages. We also support native development, iOS, Android, and hybrid development like React Native and things like that.
Okay. What about, does it matter then what platform? So you mentioned mobile apps, web apps. What's...
If your platform can make an HTTP request, it can authenticate with Auth0.
So you're exposing web services then.
Mm-hmm.
And those web services are returning a token.
Yes, they return a JSON web token representing the session of the user that's just logged in.
For the benefit of people that have never done any of this token type authentication, can you kind of describe what's going on?
Yes. Yeah, so in the opening days of the internet, when you had only server client technologies, basically cookies were the way to handle servers. You established a cookie once a person logged in, and that represented their session.
Okay.
But with the explosion of different types of web clients, cookies have become, they're still really good at what they do, but they're not good at things like IoT, things like single page applications, things that make HTTP requests in different ways and for different reasons. So tokens were developed as a more flexible way to authenticate and show a user session. That was basically the response to cookies becoming... It wasn't even that anything was wrong with them. It was just the web exploded, and we needed a new solution.
Okay. When you authenticate, you're first of all saying that this person is now logged in. I know who they are, and I trust them. They're a returning visitor, I guess. And then can we do something with that information as well?
Yes, definitely. Auth0 allows you to plug into the social aspects of whatever you're logging into.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you allow a Twitter login, you can say, hey, can I also get that person's Twitter profile with that?
Oh.
And we have a way of federating out access tokens so that you can access even more of the data through the Twitter API, even though they've logged in through Auth0.
Give me an example of how somebody has used that.
Did you see Twitter Valentine where you logged in with your Twitter account and So you logged in with your Twitter account and it grabbed a bunch of your Twitter data and said who your Valentine should be on Twitter.
Who should be?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I want to know.
So you could
just
do something
for the record,
like that.
It was nobody.
Right. I hope not. I don't think so.
Sometimes this is a sad show, but it's going to get happier now that I know about Twitter Valentine.
But yeah, so you can with Auth0 grab all that profile information onto your servers, do the processing to figure out Valentine or GitHub Buddy or whoever.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what we allow.
Okay. All right. Are you helping people build the applications for them?
Definitely. Our documentation team and our developer evangelist, I would say team, but it's really just me now. We've made it our mission to educate users, not just about our product, but about the standards that it's built around. Things like JSON Web Tokens, things like OpenID Connect.
Yeah.
Standards that aren't really getting as much traction as they could be, especially because a lot of big players are adapting these web standards. Places like Google, Facebook, Twitter. They're adapting this open
Microsoft
ID.
Too.
Yes, that's right. Microsoft is adapting a lot of these open web standards. And so more and more users can be educated about them, especially because tokens are so easy to use.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the apps that people are building on top of your platform?
On top of our platform, Safari Books Online is one of our customers.
Oh, really?
So if you've ever used them, we offer their login provider.
If I have an account on Safari Books Online, or
you've
I come
used
back
us.
There and read them, then that I'm using your token. Awesome.
Indeed.
What else have we not talked about that we should?
Let's see. Oh, you know, we have this really cool thing called the Rules Engine, and so a lot about authentication is customization and being able to access, you know, different parts of your pipeline.
Yes.
And so the Rules Engine, what it does is it fires once the user has entered a correct username and password, and it allows you to write Node to customize your login.
Right.
So you can make
JavaScript
Node?
Okay.
Yeah, we sandbox it using Docker and CoreOS. So
okay.
You write regular Node code, and it's callback syntax. And so once you've completed all your rule sets, you call the callback with either a null error or an error.
Okay.
And we'll tell the user if there's an actual error, and if not, we'll continue logging in their session.
Oh, okay. And mm-hmm. are you using some claims as part of this?
Yes. Using JWTs, we conform to OpenID Connect specifications, so we use a lot of their public claims.
Okay.
In fact, we're OpenID certified. We're one of the few providers that's OpenID certified. And yeah.
This is always a confusion that people have, is there's authorization and there's authentication. It sounds like primarily the purpose of your product is authorization, but you're helping people with the authentication piece.
Other way around. So we are authenticating users by letting them log in.
I said it all wrong.
And then helping with authorization.
Got
with
it.
The rule set, with the, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I confuse the term sometimes too.
So I told you there was confusion. And authentication is who you are. Authorization
yes.
is what you can do.
Exactly.
Right. But you do help people with the authentication piece then.
Definitely.
All right. Great.
We make it easy for you to have as many connections as you need and aggregate those connections into one easy-to-use UI.
I bet you piqued some interest here. Where would people go to find out more about this?
Auth0.com is a great place to learn about our product. And if you'd like to learn more about JSON Web Tokens, there's JWT.io. And if you'd like to learn more about OpenID Connect, there's OpenID.net.
And how can people learn more about Cassandra Perch?
I am Node Botanist on Twitter, and that's
Node
usually...
Node Botanist.
Yes, I do Node Bots, and I made a joke one day, and it became my username.
Excellent. Cassandra, thank you so much.
Thank you. I firmly believe that we can make new friends and increase diversity in technology using OpenID Connect, education, and open source software.